the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Each year, as fall winds down and winter approaches, Juanita K. Hammons Hall for the Performing Arts presents Winterfest. The Visual and Performing Arts Festival is November 30th through December 2nd at the Hall. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Deb Gallion is Director of Marketing and Promotions at the Hall, and she joins me today.
Well, this is our 18th annual Winterfest. We began it very early in the Hall's history, and the idea was to utilize the beautiful spaces in the lobby to sort of honor the visual arts in conjunction with the performing arts. Christmas time seemed a wonderful time to do it, and it really is gorgeous in our space. Whatever the weather is like outside, whether it's really wintry or not so much, it still looks beautiful and it's warm and cozy inside. So people can come and go through the lobbies and shop and listen to music in the lobby that comes from local choirs and ensembles, and then they can also come to ticketed performances in the evenings and afternoons. So it's a very full weekend and always lots of fun.
The work of dozens of local and regional artists will be on display and for sale at the Hall throughout the event.
We literally have 31 artists this time, and it's a mixture of all kinds of mediums. Tammy Kirks will be there with her jewelry. Kevin Kloppenberg is there with his paper art and decorative tree ornaments that everyone really loves. We have several potters. Terry Bloodworth is there with Springfield Hot Glass. We have woodworkers, photographers, painters, all kinds of things.
In addition to the artwork and shopping opportunities on four lobby levels, Winterfest also features music by local choirs and instrumental ensembles.
Community groups runs a fairly large gamut. We've got homeschool orchestra. We have some instrumental ensembles from both high school and from the university. We have the a cappella singers from the university. We have chamber choirs, Starless Swingin' Strings. Again, a wide variety, some that are there almost every year. We have a handbell choir. People really, really love them. In fact, one of the very perennial favorites is the harp ensembles. And we literally schlep harps up the stairs because all of these people perform on the balcony that's above the box office. And we have multiple harps up in that space, and it just fills the hall with beautiful music.
Gallion said that this year, Winterfest will also play host to the opening show in the Hall's Broadway series.
This year, for the first time, we have a Broadway show on for the weekend. This is actually the first full show in our Broadway series this year, and it's Cirque Dreams Holidays. So a fabulous, spectacular family kind of show, and it'll be performing on Friday night at 8, Saturday at 2 p.m., and Saturday night at 8. And then, of course, on Sunday, we have the Missouri State University Sounds of Christmas free show for the community. So, again, a wonderful mixture of really cool things to see in the theater. We encourage everybody to come to Winterfest. I mean, we have a lot of people who come every year. We have people in the community who've never been. Again, it's a beautiful variety of art. It's also a wonderful and wide variety of pricing so that you can find great, unique Christmas gifts, one-of-a-kind gifts to fit almost any budget. We have kids who come to shop for mom. We have husbands who come to shop for their wives. We have wives who come and shop and then tell their husbands and they come back. And we have a lot of people who come and shop for friends because, again, they are totally unique gifts and there's a huge variety to choose from.
Winterfest runs from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Friday, November 30th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, December 1st, and noon to 5 p.m. Sunday, December 2nd. More information is available at hammondshall.com/Winterfest. Deb Gallion is Director of Marketing and Promotions at the Hall, and I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.